At the beginning, at least, there seemed to be a good deal of the old Beckett about the new Beckett. The array of fancy foods and company of young cosmopolitan scholars remained. But all was not how it appeared. Beckett ate none of the feast, and beneath his grand garments, he may well have begun to wear the hair shirt that was found later on his murdered body. When the king began to realise that a mysterious transformation had taken place in Beckett, when, for instance, the archbishop stood up in public and opposed in the most militant language the king's demand for a new tax on the church, Henry Plantagenet went altogether ballistic. Nothing made him more enraged than a friendship, as he saw it, betrayed. It all came to a head here at Clarendon early in 1164, when Henry summoned a special council of the princes of the church and the most important nobles of the realm. There he asked, well, actually, he demanded that they assent unconditionally to what he chose to call the customs of the realm. Beckett was no idiot. He knew exactly what this meant. Royal control over the clergy. He'd seen it coming for months and had been urging his bishops to resist it at all costs. After endless prevarication, in the end, Beckett refused the king's demands, ordering total resistance, a position from which he'd never budge.